Joining me now live on the South Shore's Morning News, we have Plymouth County Sheriff Joe McDonald. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Well, thanks for having me.
And thanks so much for bringing in this big hanging pot of flowers. I almost had to push them to the side to actually see your face behind this.
That's a beauty.
This is beautiful. And I think a lot of people, I always like to remind people about the great farm that you have down there and the wonderful things you do with plants and animals and all that cool stuff. And this Saturday, May 4th, may the 4th be with you, from 10 to 1 p.m., you've got your Spring Farm Festival. Tell our people a little bit about it.
Sure. This is something that we've been doing for as long as I've been the sheriff. And we do two festivals, one in the spring to celebrate. Usually it coincides with Mother's Day, which is a very nice thing. And we do one in the fall, like a harvest festival. But this Saturday, we are going, and as you correctly point out, may the 4th be with you. I'm glad you said that because I was going to. From 10 to 1, we're welcoming everybody to the farm. It's over on Obery Street. It's would have been adjacent to the old correctional facility. Mm-hmm. It's over by the Registry of Deeds and the courthouse facility. And plenty of parking over there. People can come. As I said, 10 to 1, there'll be a canine demo at 11. The toucher truck will have some vehicles out there, farm vehicles as well as some law enforcement vehicles. The petting zoo, the animals will be up front, which is popular, and that's open all.
They're adorable.
All the best. I love it. We're going to do a bee expo this year. Now, this is something that we installed some beehives last year.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, we had some folks on staff who are actually beekeepers, and we thought it would be a great addition to the our farming operation to actually have our pollinators right there. And they're going to be doing some demonstrations, and hopefully they'll have little honey sticks to give out to the kids and some of the adults that want to have some honey.
Nice.
So that'll be there. There'll be crafts. We have ladies that come from our staff that come out there, and they do a craft project with the kids, and they can either do it there or take it with them. And the kids' fingerprinting. So that's a great thing as well. We'll be able to get the ID cards for the kids. And as always, the plants are on sale for folks' gardens.
Right. And you have annuals and perennials. And from the perennial, this annual bucket you brought in here with a plant, it looks like mainly petunias. These are in good shape. And they grow them right there. That's pretty amazing.
They do. They do a great job over there on the farm. And, when you talk to those guys, our officers, mm-hmm. you realize they're subject matter experts. And I don't know how we've been lucky. How we get guys over there, and if they're not experts before they get there, they certainly are shortly after they get there.
No, I know you've got a lot going on there, and I know that you also have grown over the past couple of years lots of fresh vegetables, and you donate that to the food pantry.
We do, yeah.
Which is, I think, great. It's quite a bit. And this is nice because the money that comes from these plant sales, tell us where that goes.
Yeah, the money that the plant sales will generate goes into what's called the Inmate Canteen Fund. Mm-hmm. And what that funds are rehabilitative programs within the jail. So mm-hmm. things like AA and a lot of the educational programs and vocational programs that we're running inside the jail, this money goes to help defray that cost.
That's wonderful. A lot of great things going on there. Again, it's 10 to 1, Saturday, May 4th. If you've never been down there, which exit is it to get to the Sheriff's Department?
It's exit 13, and it used to be exit 5.
I was going to say old exit 5, because I hate to say, I don't know the new numbers yet. I really don't.
I should, either. But
I don't.
I don't either, but I made a mental note to check, because I figured you'd ask.
Okay, that's good. The only one I remember is exit 20, because it's the old exit 10, and you can double that, the Kingston one. But besides that, don't even ask me what the Marshfield one is here. And again, it's free. It sounds like a wonderful family event. If people want to know more about this or the Plymouth County Sheriff's Department, is there a website that they should go to?
There sure is, yeah. You can go on, you can Google Plymouth County Sheriff's Department, or you can go to our website, which is pcsdma.org.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That sounds like a wonderful way, and we'll get this information up on our website. Again, that's Plymouth County Sheriff Joe McDonald. We've got traffic and weather right after this.